It's difficult to be profitable because small businesses don't have the army of lawyers. Small businesses don't have the cachet or the sway outside of, which is why they do this, outside of the small town. In the small town, if you are the XYZ, whatever it is, the liquor store, the bakery, whatever it is, you have sway in the town. But as soon as Walmart shows up, as soon as one of these other companies shows up, hell, even a big name grocery like a Kroger, a Stop and Shop, whatever a Publix, whatever the case may be, they take that out of your hands as a small business owner. Now whatever sway you have is gone by design. Do you think that's not a reason why city council members like to have these big corporations roll in? They give them tax breaks. They don't have to deal with them anymore. They get, you know, the quote unquote, we're bringing in jobs, quote unquote, tagline. And at the same time, any sway, any kind of impact that your local town officials have, hell, most small towns, you know what the most powerful place in a small town is? I bet nobody gets this, and you'll go, oh yeah, once I say it. The most powerful place in a small town is your barbershop. Because in a small town, everybody usually goes there. I know this firsthand, because when I lived in Fort Worth, there's this little town, and you won't know what the hell I'm talking about unless you've ever been in Texas, is Watauga, Texas. There was a barbershop that had been there for 50 years, and the barbershop, the guy, he was bragging one time, joking. He's like, everybody that wants to get elected in this town comes to my barbershop because I service pretty much everybody in the community. That's the place where people, things are discussed and things are exchanged. The barbershop used to be one of the most influential areas in the town. And I'm not talking about somebody like the tax office. I'm not talking about government agencies. I'm talking about actual businesses. I'm talking about actual businesses in that regard. But once they bring in Walmart, anybody remember Fantastic Sam's? I don't know if you've ever, that scourge ever came into your town, Fantastic Sam's, which is this, I think it was really the first franchisable hair place. Once those things started getting churned out, now your people are not going into the community, they're just going into this random place, getting their hair cut. They turned the barbershop, they turned even the hair salon, where women met in the hair salon and men met at the barbershop. Things were discussed. Issues were solved. Once they turned that into a Valvoline oil change, where people came in, sat down, got their hair cut, left, came in, sat down, got their hair cut, and left, that power was gone from the community. It is now in those franchises, and those franchises are not accountable to those towns. And this continues to mushroom and expand. And this awesome article we have from American Greatness, Thaddeus McCotter, time to end woke corporate extortion. Because that's what it is. And this is the long game, which is always amazing, because liberals, even to this day, liberals, wackos, progressives, all of them will say, we have to fight the corporations. It's like the same. Foot Locker donated like $200 million to Black Lives Matter. It's always the first place that gets robbed. What's going on in Minneapolis? There's another riot season is starting off with a bang up in Minneapolis. It's going back to it. Foot Locker donated hundreds of millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter. It's always the first place that gets taken out. Always the first place that gets taken out. They have no stake there. They just go in and they take that stuff. But yet, Foot Locker will still turn around and say, we support Black Lives Matter, we support all this other blah, 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 and not worrying about anything else. And we're seeing the worst of it in Georgia. We're seeing the worst of it in Georgia, where they're literally trying to cancel an entire state. They're legitimately trying to cancel an entire state for the gall of actually trying to secure an election. I don't know what do you want to call it. But just even any of that, idea of taking power back and giving it to either the state, you know, and forbid even lower, is being pushed back with such ferocity. It's like trying to take drugs away from a crack addict. And they go, no, you can't have it anymore. And they go, oh, no, 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 no. They take it back. So Ed O'Keefe this weekend, he tweeted out, first of its kind call between more than 100 corporate leaders focused on how to respond to proposed changes in state voting laws. But go ahead and hope that 2022, you're going to take back the House. Are you going to take back the boardroom at Delta? Are you going to take back the boardroom at Walmart, Viacom, LinkedIn, Levi's, AMC Theaters, which is owned by the Chinese? That doesn't shock me. You going to take back these boardrooms? Because you can take back the House. You can take back the Senate. Guess what? Those politicians go to those companies for donations so they can get bigger tax breaks, so they can continue to extort you and me and lecture to us. And I love how it's been mentioned 100 times, but just to reiterate, I do love how United American Airlines and some of these other corporations, Viacom, which owns Paramount and owns Showcase Cinemas in Rhode Island, in the Northeast. I love how you can't go to an R-rated movie unless you present ID. If you're, you know, you can make sure you're 17 and above. Can't get on an airplane without ID. You can't buy beer at an Atlanta Falcons game without ID. But they're going to bully. They're going to bully, and they're trying to do it here in Texas. I think the law is SB7, which is dealing with voter integrity, quote unquote, is the big law, the big buzzword there. They're trying to bully celebrities, quote, you know, the AKA the dumbest people on earth. Celebrities. I look pretty. Now listen to my political opinions. That scene from Team America really does play out. We'll just read what we'll read the newspaper and then reread it and make it sound like it's ours. So washed up celebrities, which are all of them at this point. I'm surprised when I watched Kong versus Godzilla, which was made by Tencent, which is owned by the Chinese. So there's that. There wasn't like a big Black Lives Matter. I'm surprised Kong didn't like beat Godzilla with a flag that had Black Lives Matter on it or something. Or some kind of woke propaganda, or Godzilla didn't have like the black armband that said BLM. Or they both didn't team up to fight racial injustice. Although it is hysterical that both that Godzilla and Kong's last big fight takes place in Hong Kong. So they killed like 100,000 Chinese people with the hashtag Stop Asian Hate. I'm surprised they didn't connect that to like Hong Kong, to King Kong being an American. Being an American product. But anyway, I digress. I'm getting off the point. They are giant lizards matter. Well, Kong, I mean, it is America versus the West. So think about that.